Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard-earned weekly pay produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our lug of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang, 3CR, 8:55 on the AM dial every Sunday morning. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And we've got the usual here, old Three Trees.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
Great. And the old Southeast Shadow.
Whoa.
Yep. We'll move on there, mate.
You do well, mate.
Yeah,
you
he's
just,
on fire.
You settle down,
just,
brother.
That's enough out of you, mate. Down. You just pipe down, buddy.
Yeah.
Pipe down. We'll get back to him anyway.
Yeah.
You know, he's had a big week.
He's had a massive week.
Sunning himself in Queensland, I think, you know.
Bloody earth, mate.
Half his
actually,
life.
Northern New South Wales.
Northern New South Wales,
Northern
is he?
Northern New South Wales, geez.
What's at Northern New South Wales?
Who cares?
Yeah, but it's been another massive week.
Another beautiful.
We're getting kicked from every angle.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Mate, you know how it is, mate. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it.
That's right. And if they weren't coming for us, we wouldn't be doing the right thing, you know?
No, 100%.
We'd be irrelevant. Right. So they're only coming for us because we're an effective union. You
100%.
Know?
But anyway, nonetheless, we did have a big week. We had our monthly delegates meeting this week. And we've got a roving reporter all the way from down Warrnambool way.
Warrnambool.
Old Lightning Lee Garcia. How are you, mate?
Lethal Lee Garcia. How are you, mate?
Good boys. How are we?
How's the weather down in sunny Warrnambool?
Well, this last 5 minutes has been sunny, but, you know, it changes every fucking 2 minutes, so...
Yeah. that's all.
We're glad Melbourne's still around.
How's the rain time going down there?
Oh, mate, I was at the meeting yesterday, and the Plumber Stewart said to me, you can have that back. He said, that. Said yeah. But, mate, in and out, every 5 minutes, but it is what it is. We don't work in the rain as is now, and simple as that.
That's
rain drops, work stops.
So just for the listeners, what is actually building down there?
So it's a extension to the hospital, but quite a large extension. It's probably bigger than what's already there. So it's a $300 million hospital facility.
Grouse for the community down there. You got a lot of locals on, or?
Yeah, there's quite a few locals. Obviously, we've got a lot from Melbourne.
As many as you can.
We've got a good mix through here, and it's actually really good. Yeah, I'd say the boys in the inductions and things, you know, some of the local lads who probably haven't been on a job this size and stuff. And I said, you know, there's going to be a bit of education from our Melbourne boys and girls, and then on the other side, you know, the locals are helping out the Melbourne boys with accommodation.
Oh, how good!
Spots, and so it's been a real good blend and a real good. Good morale on the job.
How's the local tuck shop going down there?
Yeah, no, they're enjoying that. We've actually got one on site. So one of the local cafes have set up a food van here.
Oh, how good. They'll be loving it.
So, Everyone's loving it. No, it's ripper. It's really good.
What about the local pubs? Are they enjoying the establishments down there?
How's the RSL going? Getting hiding?
RSL, mate, I've got to say, we ran a bit of a campaign for them. I don't know if you are aware, but a lot of the guys come down for Anzac Day, and they'll tell me a story about someone had been bloody running amok with the books there. And
I heard this. I heard a whisper. A bit of creative accounting going on down there.
Yeah correct. So, mate, I sort of put it to the members when they come out to do badges, if we'd... I run raffles and that on the toolboxes, and to date we've raised over $10,000 for them.
So how good's that?
Gross.
They're absolutely wrapped.
So that's the community at its best, isn't it? Yeah. The RSL was on its knees, and the job's going to hopefully get them out of it and keep them running.
Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, every Friday we've got the Delta Form 700. Everyone they head up there, and the funny thing is, at the RSL they say, mate, apart from the financial help that we've given, just the breath of that fresh air, the vibe in there, mate, it's actually,
how good.
You won't read that in the media?
No, that's brilliant.
No, you won't. And I must say, the membership here, to that as well, with Women and Children's Domestic Violence, we've donated $1,000 there. There's a Warrnambool Toy Library for local families that might not be able to afford toys, so they we reached out, we've donated to them, and I've actually, over the next month, we've got a heap of the lads from the site bringing any toys, unused toys down, and we're doing a bit of a toy drive for
them. How good's that?
Man, that's absolutely fantastic to hear.
That's the best part about these jobs out in the regions, isn't it?
You know what I mean? When you ask why we do this sort of stuff, that there isn't, it fills your heart actually hearing that, and sort of... Nothing surprises me in the construction game. Obviously, it surprises me that we don't get enough good press, obviously, but you know what?
And that's the thing, and that's what I've said to the boys. And look, they've all bought in. So, I might help and organise it, but at the end of the day, it goes nowhere without the membership.
Yeah, if they're not chucking in, it doesn't exist, does it?
Exactly right. And, like we've said, we're building a great facility up here, but if we can walk away helping out a few of these local charities and things, Warrnambool ever comes up in your mind in conversation, you ever travel back, you've done something good,
100%. 100%.
And that's rank and file business right there. We can say about being organisers, executive, shoppies, whatever. We're just custodians of the union. The rank and file are what makes the union, and that there is grassroots right there.
Yep, absolutely. And I must say too, with all that, everyone that we've helped out, you don't do it for recognition, but mm-hmm. They've all handed in beautiful letters thanking, the membership, and, they've been very grateful. So, mate, that's what I said, there's a little bit of gratitude there, it's happy to keep going, what I mean?
That's awesome, mate. Keep up the good work out there. Yeah.
Reminds me a bit of whenever Frankston Hospital was going to Bowls Club across the street.
Bowls Club, yeah.
They loved the members there. They loved the members coming over. They said, we love seeing this over here. We wish you would come all the time,
Well, mate, I'm going to say too, even the men and women on the job, they're just the vibe, it's real good. Funny, one of the boys said, fuck, I wish we were putting another 5 stories.
Yeah. Wish the job never ended.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's sort of, at least you'll know, it was good while we were there. We didn't need it to end and go somewhere else to say, that was a good job. Yeah, at least you know it's a good job while you're there, so you can actually enjoy it.
Absolutely. And, that's what I said, the strength of the Melbourne boys, they're helping, educate, and the locals, mate, every weekend, every night after work, they're out finding new fishing spots.
Yeah, they are good.
But the boys have bonded, boys and girls, they've all bonded real well, so I'm real proud of them.
Awesome.
That's another project by the big build, let's call it, that's not getting any recognition, obviously, for the work that we're doing down there.
The hospitals, yeah.
Correct. Anyway, it is what it is. Like you said, we
do have, I think, is it Viva,
the
client, they're on the site here. And every week when I get another thank you letter from the CFMEU, ETU and PPTEU members, when the letters come in, I knock on the door and drop it on their...
good on you. They'd love saying that.
Oh, yeah. Somehow, I don't think that's going to make it into any of their reports.
I don't think they'll be putting that on the notice board on the job.
But anyway,
we better get into your report.
You travelled the whole way from Warrnambool.
Yeah.
That's good. It might get there a few days late. But,
so give us a rundown, mate. Hey, yeah, what was happening in the meeting yesterday?
Yeah, a bit of a report back. So, look, unfortunately, you know, start off on a bit of a, you know, sad note. But obviously we had the, you know, long-term members of the passing of Mark Curtis and Polly from the Scaffolders. So,
yeah, terrible.
Obviously, you know, this morning, my report back, we had a minute's silence. And we obviously had one there yesterday. And just Dean Nicola, his mother-in-law, came in. Now, mate, there's not many meetings where you get drawn to tears, but I was there yesterday. Just his mother-in-law came in, and just out of that tragedy, but to hear what the membership and what it meant for the support that she got from the CFMEU during that time, well, it was pretty special to see her, and yeah, just thank you to her for coming in and addressing the members.
She spoke really well too, yeah. Didn't she?
She did. It was amazing. Yeah, like, you know, for what tragedy it is, but it goes to show that, you know, when someone's in need, that's where we're at. You know, yeah.
Another side of the industry that the media won't report on either. Unfortunately.
Exactly. So, yeah, but moving on from that, obviously we had the new League Plus app coming out for stewards for doing compliance checking, but I think they were saying over the next 12 months, if that all works out right, we'll obviously get that up and running for members so that they can check their service. So that'll be a good one to go with the Inklink app and the CBUS app. So members will always be able to keep an eye on their own compliance there.
100%.
What else we have? We have, I believe, 9 more organisers have been put on over the last period. So bolstering up a few more organisers, which is good to see.
Yep, that's right. We added Marty Magro and yep. Glenn White to their ranks.
Correct. So, yep. What else was there? Oh, Inklink. So, as of September, full balances will be paid out. So, I think, what was it, 8,000 for the first and then the balance later. But that's gone to the full lot, straight up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not staggered payments anymore. Yeah, yeah. So, if it's genuine, you get it all at once.
We might get someone from Inklink in next week, in a couple of weeks. Maybe explain that in more broad detail.
Yeah.
But they're going to have the QR codes floating around the job.
Yeah,
too,
yeah, yeah. Obviously, if delegates on the job report back means I'll explain it, but obviously we'll try and get Inklink on here just to...
And that was still hoping to give dividends this year too, depending on...
Yeah, they're not sure on the figure and stuff, but I think that works out once they find out how that investment's gone. But, what else was there? They touched on the Royal Commission. So, look, we don't know exactly where all that's going to land, but from the sounds of things, you know, it's going to, you know, the last ones have been solely and wholly on the CFMEU, and this one's looking like they're looking sort of, you know, right into the construction industry. So
not focused on the CFMEU.
Yeah,
not focused on the CFMEU as much. So,
might be a few bosses sweating out there over this one.
More than a few. A few politicians as well.
Yeah.
What else? Well,
let's not hold our breath on that. Let's remember who's running the Royal Commission.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They're not gonna throw their own under the bus, are they?
That's right.
100%. Where was it? So we've just purchased some land in Port Melbourne across from the training units. So obviously, where we do the training and stuff like that, you know, we've obviously paying rents and things there. So I believe we've purchased some of that, and we'll get that up and running and convert them into dedicated training facilities. So that'll go with our larger parcel there.
Yes. Yeah.
It's good to see it expand, and they're consolidating everything in rather than renting.
I think we're renting a couple of places down there. Get it all in one.
Makes sense. Consolidate everything in the one under one roof, I guess.
Yep. So yeah, that's a good one. What else is there? Surveys coming out in the next three or four weeks for membership in regards to the EBAs and what they want and where that's gonna land. So. Yeah,
Yeah, but, that's correct. The other survey that went out wasn't
that wasn't it. Yeah, that's probably worth touching on. That was a national survey. That wasn't anything to do with the Victorian.
That was a bit of a shit show, I think.
It was poor timing, definitely poor timing altogether.
Oh, what was the first question?
Who do you follow?
Who are you going to vote for? I mean, that's none of your business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. That one was that. Membership, 35,387 members at the moment.
Must be doing something right.
Correct, you know, considering the times we're in. So, well done to everyone involved with that, organisers, stewards and members, hanging tight, sticking in there. And as I said this morning, that's our biggest tool, that's our biggest weapon is our membership. So
100%.
Keep that going.
Yep.
Boys of Colour had a win. They had an ongoing dispute over overtime meal allowance being paid when they're living away from home. So the dispute panel, you know, we won that through the dispute panel and they went at that again and that ended up at Fair Work and we actually got a win on that one.
That's so, right. Meal allowance is meal allowance, no matter where you're working, isn't it? 100%. Really, you know, it's pretty straightforward.
And that'll be in the millions for some of these companies that, you know, have been pocketing it, basically.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. So, that obviously the Workers Express, that's been out for the last couple of months. So, boys been getting them out at toolboxes. So, there's a good bit of info on there. So, Workers Express is back out monthly now for the members.
Yep.
So, that's a good one. And what was I? No increases to the union dues too. So that was a pleasant one for the members.
Yep.
So they're holding at that. So
yes.
Good to hear. What about the plasters as well? Something about the plasters has come out,
I was just going to touch on that. We've got a bit of a campaign going with the plasterers now. So obviously, I haven't got plasterers out here at the minute, but
Nah, they're all kicking and screaming. They knew it was coming. They've been warned for months. Yep. So
all compliances and things need to be in check, as we know. But so that was probably the last one there, boys.
Well, that was a very comprehensive report, mate. It was very well said, because I don't think I could have delivered it as well as you did, though, brother.
We had a good report back this morning. So, boys, like I said, we did our raffle. Did a bit of an auction. I ended up scoring a North Melbourne jersey.
Ooh.
One of the boys got away with that.
Oh, yeah. Surprised you didn't have to pay him to take it.
I was going to give it to the Peggy to use as a hand drop.
The Sparrow's a bit delicate with that one. That's who they're up against this weekend.
We had a good report back and
thanks for that. We might, me and Trees might have to come down there and check out the job.
We can
auction off him. He'll come mow someone's lawns or something.
We'll auction off the galah.
You have to follow him around the defib.
Two-story Corey. all good. Thanks for that, Lee.
Thanks
You're
for that,
an absolute
mate.
Champion, mate.
Very good, lads. All the best. And, we'll see when we see
you. On you, mate.
Thank you.
On to you and the members, mate. Down there, grouse work.
Very good.
We're going to cut to a track.
We're going to cut to the track and we'll cut to Don't You Go Out in the Rain.
Dragon. Go out in the rain there.
What a track.
Pretty simple.
What a track.
Yeah.
As Stevie Knuckles would say, what a track.
Stevie Knuckles.
Obviously, a little bit of bad news. We just sort of have to fill out now. Obviously, last week we had the passing of Mark Curtis, one of our long-time members. He passed away at the SRL project. And his funeral is on Friday the 21st at the Bunurong Memorial Cemetery, 790 Frankston Dandy Road in Dandy South. So, obviously, he was a proud union man. He's obviously one of our brothers. So, make your way there and show support to his family, because, you know, I mean, God knows they need it at this time, you know.
So that's next Friday.
That's next Friday, yeah. Yep. So, yeah.
We'll be down there.
Everybody, make your way there if you can, please. And obviously,
show some support.
Yeah.
In shit times.
Nah, it's awful. Like, you know, like the brother spoke before in a report about the passing. We've had a lot of members passing that there. And, you know what I mean? People don't see the side of what we deal with. You know what I mean? And I don't just say me as a, you know, way of all of us. Like, you know, whether you're the person on the gate, whether you're the Peggy, whether you're just the carpenter on the job, or you're the organizer, shoppy, or whoever, even in, you know, in some cases, management, they're standing when someone's hurt or killed.
Yeah.
It's a big toll on the old mental health.
When we were at that incident at Icon, it was the management that jumped in as well. It was actually good to see.
100%. Everyone banded together. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, moving along. How's, I was thinking the other day, I was watching the Commonwealth Bank got record profits.
Oh, record profits. 12 point something billion, was it?
Yeah. Record profits. But everyone else is getting stung with their offset accounts and all that.
Everyone's starving, and they're making over $12 billion profit.
Yeah. And they're going, oh, but, you know, home loan applications are down. Give me a fucking spell, will you? Jesus.
12.
You know what I mean?
And what was the CEO of Telstra?
Oh, yeah. She got a massive pay raise after a massive fuck up.
Yeah, she still got a $600,000 bonus or something on top of her $6 million wage.
No one ever arcs up. You don't hear the media ever arc up on these
They're
people.
They're corporates, don't worry about it.
Yeah. But you want to give the working class people a decent pay raise. No, it's the end of it's the end of the world. Anyway.
Six million. Jesus, that's not bad going. Yeah. I've got to do a quick shout out. Dyer Cummins has asked us to give this film a bit of a plug. It's Rod Quantuck. I can't really say his name. They call him Rod Q. He's a comedian. He's got a film out at the moment. It's a bit of a documentary on his life in a couple of cinemas at the minute. And he's getting rave reviews. I've got, who else? My phone keeps twisting. Will Anderson. If you were talking about an Australian comedy, Mount Rushmore, and we were starting to chisel out faces, then the first one of this would be Rod. That was from Will Anderson and Tom Bollard.
Good trainers. Tom,
in my heart of hearts and lots of Australian comedians, he's the grandfather of Australian comedy. So if you're looking for something to do over the weekend, get out and go see that movie.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we get into Scallywags.
Oh, Scallywags. There's been a few this week.
Oh, mate. I tell you what, some of these
plastering companies.
No. What about that Andrew Bragg? He was bagging us as well.
Oh, no.
He was saying, some of these housing...
At the press club.
Housing projects can't keep apprentices because they're getting better wages elsewhere. How dare they? Let's go back and get shit wages and no safety on the jobs.
You don't want the apprentices to go earn more money and better conditions.
Yeah. I'd jam him in there. But anyway. But I reckon some of these plastering companies might not...
Pretty much the majority of the plastering companies at the minute.
At the minute. Suki Lalas?
Suki Lalas. Who's been Suki?
Someone.
We've got to give someone a special mention on the side after we find out who's been Suki.
Yeah.
Suki Lalas. Who has been Suki? Pretty much every builder with these RDOs at the minute.
Yeah.
Mate, you knew the calendar 5 years in advance.
Yeah.
It's not. It didn't just come out of the blue, you know.
It creeped up on you.
And you go out there, you say no. It's like you've stolen their first child. It's So,
what about Ironside? We give them a
little. Ironside special. They had a Suki for getting mentioned in the Suki. You know.
You know what?
Rang up and started saying, "What are we doing? Giving them a mention on the show, mate." There was a scaffold tubes went through the bed of the truck. Like, it was pure luck.
No one hurt.
And on top of that, they move everything before WorkSafe get out there and whinge about getting a mention. They might get a special award at the year, I reckon. You know, a bit of a...
All right. So, Sookie, we've got to go with Ironside.
Ironside and Plasters. The Plasters, throw them in there. Yeah.
Listening next week, we'll probably have a bit of a more detailed list, but the plastering industry as a whole, you're on notice. Anyway.
And Scallywags.
That's it. So, go out the same old way.
Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight,
you lose. And we're going out with the Killers.
Listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.